Good morning, Debbie Nicholson speaking. Now, I'm about to read you my blog for today, which is called Only for Mormons, Elmer Reveals His Entrepreneurial Secrets. Now, don't let that title put you off, though, as it was written for anyone who wants to improve their circumstances, be it personal, physical, emotional, or even financial. And today, being Sunday here in our country, I wanted to touch on one of my books in my motivational series because it's been on my mind to do so all day, and this is the one I have chosen. We're taught to liken the scriptures to ourselves, which means that we should substitute our own personal name into the parts that refer to someone. Why shouldn't it be you? After all, aren't scriptures given to us to reveal to us the mind of our Heavenly Father, to give us revelation, so that we might know the age-old wisdom that has been taught to us from these very same pages for thousands of years by all religions, no matter who the books belong to. Every day I seek guidance for my particular set of scriptures and have done so for 30-odd years now since my conversion. In my videos, you'll notice that I keep saying if you can't afford to go out and get a self-help book, then read your scriptures until you've earned enough money from your new online career to be able to go out and browse the shelves of bookshops, whether they be used or new. Reading is a great gift given to each of us if we're only willing to take up the challenge. And if you had goodly parents, they would have taught you to read and be inspired with your imagination since when you were travelling around inside your mother's belly. Now there's a story I've heard whereby a young mum-to-be would sing the nursery rhyme 4 and 20 blackbirds to herself as she hung out the washing every day. And the very first song the growing youngster sang was that very same song. So you see, contrary to what many believe, from day one, your little one is so aware of what's going on in their environment. Armed with that knowledge, would you not, given the time over, have tried more diligently to educate your offspring before they stepped out of the protection of your womb into this unknown world of negativity, hate, violence, and corruption? Therefore, you could be instrumental in developing a young family of loving, happy, positive experts in all fields with knowledge of dictionaries and encyclopedias, musical instruments and sounds, heroes to follow, tools to give them a leaping start to our vast world of knowledge and continuing research. Yes, given what I now know, it would be nice to turn back the clock and be given the chance to start again. Now, my own children have not had disadvantages in education outside of the home. However, they have each been wanting an education for self-development, personal self-esteem, and to come to the love of reading as the gateway to knowledge and expertise. Each of my children are all successful in their own fields, and we as parents are very proud of them in their endeavours. They've each attracted a supporting mate who loves them and cares for them, and that's a good thing. However, it could very easily have gone the other way when their early lives were filled with a turmoil of tragic circumstances beyond any of our control. In my day, I was not taught entrepreneurship, although my ancestors before me all had pioneer traits that I have inherited and done my best with, however, not until very late in life. Had I known earlier, maybe I could have begun earlier in my chosen career. Alas, not having personal self-esteem held up the awakening of the dreams that I now have in abundance. It's certainly interesting to look over one's life when you're in your 60s, to see where you turned down the wrong path, only to correct the course further along the track. Admittedly, though, stuff was learned along those crooked paths, and in hindsight, one realizes that all of this accidental learning has made me who I am today. In writing this inspired book, I have discovered a gold mine within the volumes of pages of my scriptures. Who would have thought that I would find in the lines chapter headings such as landing pages, marketing, conversions, shiny objects, training, building a list, customizing, autoresponder, follow-up, launch, event, and even personal development. So it's my profound hope that you share with me what I have found to be so useful in a book that's just waiting to be opened to reveal its secret.